Good morning, church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. How many people are excited to be in God's presence this morning? I'm happy. God is washing us by the water of the word so that we can be like Him. Let me just say this before I get into the message. What's this on this platform? Can we read together? Making mature followers of Christ. That's what RFC is all about. That's what we exist for. The word mature means you are complete, you are full, you are whole. That's what maturity is. And there's a reason why senior pastor put it there, so that you see it. But it's not just for us to be seeing it, but also to be like something that, you know, helps us to think. If you are in RFC for a month, for 2 months, for 2 years, for 20 years, how do you judge yourself by this? This is what God wants to be produced in your life. That you are getting better as a person. You are improving. You are maturing. Not just to the standard of Reverend Tunde Amosu. No. We are too small. But to becoming followers of Christ. It was Jesus that died. He paid the sacrifice. And Bible says part of the prophecy in Isaiah 53 is the fact that he shall see the travail of his soul and he shall be happy. When Jesus looks down at you and I, every day, every week, every month, will he be happy and he's like, my sacrifice is worth it. I'm glad by this person. So, when you dress up to come to church on Sunday morning or Tuesday or Friday or whatever, it's not just to come, show face. It's not just to come, greet your friends. It's not just to mark attendance. It's not. That's not the reason. If church is just business, we will not be here. We will not be here. I know things I can do to get money, good money. And my husband is very smart. So it's not a business. We mean business. And that business is to produce men and women that wherever you go, wherever you stand, they see a replica of Jesus. That's what we're after. That's what we're after. We're not after money. We are not after fame. We are not after popularity. We are not after riches or whatever. Those things mean nothing. But this is what means everything to us. And you know what? You know, they had a business meeting here yesterday. I left here sad after the business meeting. Because I heard this, I heard that, I heard that. My heart sank. On my way home, I was like, God, it's not that everybody is, you know, but when you have 10 children, you will get there if you are not there. Okay, let me not go too far. Let me say if you have 3 children or 4, or is this that far? Okay, you have 2 children. How many of you would like it if one is doing very well and the other one is doing very badly? Many of us will like it. Nobody. How many of us would like if those 2 or 3 or 4, they are all doing very well? Can I see your hands? And all of them will do very well in the name of Jesus. So we are not happy when some people are doing very well in RFC. And now when I say very well, I don't mean your car, I don't mean your house. Thank God for all that. I don't mean your new job or your new clothes or your new shoes. No. When we hear good testimony about you, look at 3 John. 3 John. Look at verse 4. 3 John. It says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. No greater joy. I can say on behalf of my husband and myself that that's what gives us joy. And preaching to him, it gives us joy when we hear that you're walking in the truth. You are doing well. You are an example of Christ wherever you are. There's nothing that brings joy more than that. Amen. I've just told you what is uppermost in my heart. Amen. So give me a smile now. James chapter 3. Let's get to hear some things from the book of James. We have been looking at James. James was an apostle of Jesus Christ. He was actually a stepbrother of Jesus that didn't know him, that didn't believe in him when he was physically here on earth. But he later got saved and became one of the pillars of church. Actually, he became the bishop of the church in Jerusalem. One of the pillars. And whatever Apostle Peter, James, and John, whatever they have to tell us, these are people that walked with Jesus. John said, we tell you what we have seen, what we have experienced, what we have handled about Jesus. Whatever they have to tell us, it's so important for us to listen, to grasp, and to live by them. James chapter 3, look at verse 13. Let's take some truth from Apostle James this morning. Give it to us in NLT. It says, who is wise? He says, if you are wise and understanding and you understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with the humility that comes from wisdom. He says, if you are wise and you understand God's ways, as a child of God, one of the things you must understand is there are God's ways of doing things. He said to Isaiah, he said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. But he wants us to know his ways. He wants us to imbibe his thoughts. And that's what makes us to become like him. There are God's ways for you to live as a man, as a woman, as a wife, as a husband, as a parent, as a father, as a mother. There are God's ways. To live as a worker wherever you are. To live like a boss. To live like a subordinate in your office. To handle your business. There are God's ways. Some other translation says, refer to as wisdom. God's ways of handling different aspects of our lives. I heard my husband saying in first service that a lot of us, we got saved and that's where we stopped. Oh, I'm born again. And I go to social church and that's where it stops. We are not finding out, we're not improving, we are not knowing, and we're not conducting our lives by God's ways, which is God's wisdom. And it's unfortunate for us. You know, in the book of Revelation, Jesus Christ said something. Let me tap your neighbor. Be here. He said to a particular church in Revelation, he said, you are lukewarm. You are not hot. You are not cold. He says, I wish you were hot or you are cold. What does it mean to be lukewarm as a Christian? You take some God's ways You take some human waste and you mix them together. And you think it's going to work. It's not going to work. It has never worked for anybody. And it's not going to work for you. Just who among you, if you are wise and you understand God's way, prove it by living an honorable life. That is, living an honorable life showcases the fact that you understand God's ways. When you live an honorable life as a husband, as a wife, in your place of work, what you are showing is, I am different and I understand God's ways, which is God's wisdom. And that brings glory to God and a lot of blessing to your life. It says, if you are wise, you understand, prove it. It's not by talking. It's not by the sticker on your car or your chest or wherever. It's not by speaking in tongues that, you know, you shake and shake and shake. It says, prove it by living a honorable life, doing good works. Doing good works. Doing good works as a husband. Doing good works as a wife. Doing good works in your place of work. If I get to your place of work tomorrow, what will I hear people say about you? You know, in Nigerians, we are all, or in the Southwest, we are people who don't confront the truth. We don't say the truth. We are deceivers, including myself. If I get to your place of work tomorrow, I know what your colleagues would do. They won't look at me and tell me, say, good morning, ma. This one that says he comes to your church or comes to your church, this is what she's doing. They will not do. You know what they will ask me? Pray for us. Mommy, anointing you need dry. That's what they will say. And I will leave, thinking that. Says, prove it by living a honorable life. Honorable life. Message Bible says, live well. Live well. Live well. And the way to live well is by God's ways, which is God's wisdom. Say, live well. Live good. Not by talking. Not by just, I'm this, I'm that, I'm a member of that church, I'm a member. No. Just display it. Live well. Live good. Praise God. Let's look at the next verse. He said, Doing good works with the humility that comes from wisdom. I've said this before. Every aspect of our lives, Bible says we were born again, not by works, but to do good works. Good works is anything that comes from your life that is beneficial to everyone around you, including God. When you are worshiping, that's a good work. When you're doing your job the way you're supposed to be done, that's good work. If you are in your office and everybody is doing otherwise, they are lazy, they are not working, it shouldn't be you as a follower of Christ. It is bad work if you don't work well. That's bad work. Because you are not adding value to that system. But good work is for you to find out your job description and to do it with all of your heart. To find out what you're supposed to do as a husband, to do it with all of your heart. As a father, as a mother, to do it with all of your heart. That's good works. It's not until you become a missionary to Burundi. Then I say, I am doing good work. That's your home, is your mission field. Your children are first the people that you should bring to Christ. That's good works. And it says, that good works is to be accomplished with something, humility. You are humble. You are not full of yourself. You don't think you know it all. You are humble. Humble to accept your faults. Humble to be corrected. Humble. It says, doing good works with humility that comes from wisdom. When somebody says, I'm wise, I know what to do, and that person is not humble and no good works, it's all about talk. And we have enough of that in our nation. That's why things are not working. That's why the church, it looks as if, you know, it's all a scam. Getting born again and following Christ is all a scam. Why? Because we are not, those of us that we say we are believers, we are not taking the wisdom and we are not understanding God's ways of doing this. Next verse, please. It says, but if you are bitterly jealous and there is selfish ambition in your heart, don't cover up the truth with boasting and lying. Say, don't cover up the truth with boasting and lying. You know, it's interesting. Jealous itself is a bad word. And it now has bitterly jealous. King James says, if you have bitter envy in your heart, bitterness. What's envy? That's when you feel that person does not deserve what they, you want what other people want, what they have, what they possess. Why should you be the one to become the HOD when I could have become the HOD? Well, you are not the HOD. The best thing you can do is to work with the HOD. You have not been appointed. So the best thing you can do is to work with that person that is now an HOD and show the love of Christ and show that you are a follower of Christ. But today we find believers that is an HOD. Years ago, my friend used to work in a place, First Bank headquarters in Marina. All the people in that department were all believers speaking in tongues. But they were always settling quarrels. Bitterness, envy. And they were not up to 10. They were not up to 10. In fact, my friend got the job through a sister in church. When we have bitter envy, let's see that word in Message Bible, verse 14. It says, mean-spirited ambition isn't wisdom. It's not God's way. That I must get what I want to by all means. If you don't give it to me, that's mean-spirited ambition. You see, it's not wisdom. It's not God's wisdom. When you plan your way, you know how you corner people to say, to become your yes men in your family, in your place of work, among your workers. That's not God's wisdom. You see, mean-spirited ambition isn't wisdom. Boasting that you are wise isn't wisdom. Twisting the truth to make yourself sound wise is not wisdom. But what's true wisdom? Look at verse 15. Is the furthest thing from wisdom. Is anima. Is cunning. Is devilish. Is conniving. Those are part of the things that we should put away from our lives. Any wisdom that you have to package. And because my husband will not give me enough money. So, like we used to do when we were in secondary school, to our illiterate parents. And you tell them, I want to buy 3 books. How many of you remember? Confess your sin. I want to buy 3 books. It is D, Sean, Na. Okay, it's even 4. So you are illiterate, but say, hey, you won't need D, you won't need Sean. Ah, you ain't marry none. Praise God. We don't do that. That's anima, corny, devilish, conniving. You take the money and you use it for something because you think it will not. That's God's way. You know all kinds of things that we do. That's not God's way. That's not true wisdom. Such wisdom will get you into trouble as a child of God. I will tell you an example that I remember now. When I was in school, doing midwifery, born again, I was married. A friend said, my wristwatch is bad. I just repaired my own. So I collected a wristwatch to go and repair. When I got to the person that will repair the wristwatch, he told me the amount. And that amount, I added my transportation to the amount that that person said was going to collect. And I told the person, I imagine it was 2 naira. I said, it is 2 naira 50 kobo or 3 naira. Thinking that the 1 naira on top of it, I will use it for transportation, not for meat pie, not for transportation. Am I justified? Praise God. Don't worry, we're not going to debate about that. But do you know what happened? I repaired the wristwatch, took it back to my friend or classmate, and it developed fault 2 or 3 days after. So we had to now go back to the repairer. And my friend started raking for the repairer. How can you repair this? How many days? And you collected 3,000. So the repairer said, no, I didn't collect 3,000. I felt like entering the ground, that the ground should open and swallow me. You know, my reason was too hard for, but did I tell her? That's godly wisdom. That was not out of humility. What was wrong for me to have said, hey Joe, give me transport fare? I felt that I was a big girl, but the money was not there, and I got into trouble. That's human wisdom. And some can become, you know, that sounds simple, but some can become so animalistic. If you read Old Testament, you find all kinds of, you know, ways that people went about, maybe to corner somebody, to get a title, to get a position, to do all kinds of things, just to place themselves. Part of animalistic, demonic, earthly wisdom. In Second Samuel, someone said, I love this girl. I love this girl. He said, you know what you're going to do? Pretend that you are sick. Tell your father you want your sister to come and feed you. And what happened? He raped her. But do you know the person that gave the wisdom was also the person that announced the mother of that person? This person that, is it Eliab now? Or I can't remember that advice. Amnon. His cousin that advised him, that gave him that worldly wisdom, was also the one that told the king, king, don't worry, it's not all your sons that have been killed, it's only Amnon. And Amnon was killed because so-and-so was mad because he raped his sister. That's what worldly wisdom will get us. When you're not straightforward. But let's quickly go. My time is up. Verse 16. It says, okay, 17. All right, let's look at 16. It says, whenever you are trying to look better than others or get the better of others, look better than others, that's envy, jealousy. Get the better of others, that's selfishness, self-interest. When you put yourself above every other person, any other person can go to blazes, wherever. You don't care. You can't be bothered. He says, what happens to us? He says, things fall apart and everyone hangs up at the other's throats. King James says, wherever there's envy and jealousy, there are all kinds of evil works. Prof just talked about evil works now. Devil is looking, Bible says he goes around looking for who to devour. That's his ministry. That's his job. And you know, he loves to devour Christians more than unbelievers. Because he makes him tell Jesus, Jesus, maybe you said you died for them. Maybe you said the Holy Spirit is inside them. Maybe you said they had the word of God to lead them, see them. See, they are praying in my hands. He brings him more joy when he sees you and I falling for these things. And that's why we have to stand and resist. I say, no, envy will come as a thought. But you know, it will end there when you don't act on it, when you counteract it with the word of God. Oh, and why is that person kidding God? And you tell him, no, God is my light and my salvation. God knows what he's doing with my life. My life is in the hands of God. He has plans for and purpose for me. And I'm going to get there. Egos. If you submit to your husband, blah, 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 blah. No. Christ said, wife, submit to your own husband. As unto the Lord. I submit as unto the Lord. And my life is in the hands of Jesus. Whatever happens to me, he's responsible for me. But when you want to take the worldly wisdom, Yoruba will say, Alumokoroyi. Have you ever heard that before? They tell us in science, the shortest distance between two points is what? A straight line. That's the truth. That's the truth. Let's close. Look at verse 17. It says, real wisdom, God's wisdom, begins with a holy life and is characterized by getting along with others. Holy life. That is a sense of separation. I don't belong to the world. I belong to God. That's why it's so essential. Your identity in Christ is so essential. When we talk about holiness, it's not first of all about what you wear. It's about the way you reason. It's about the way you think. It's about the way you consider yourself. I belong to God. I won't do that. I belong to God. God sees me. God knows me. God is responsible for my life. That's what holiness is. I am separated. He said, real wisdom starts with that. A holy life. I won't cut corners. I saw somebody sent me something about be careful of the kind of oil that you are eating now. Because oil is expensive, there's a lot of adulteration. I will not adulterate my product as a business person just to make profit. Why? Because I want to live a holy life. I am separated unto God. I am separated unto God. I'm not going to say, oh, just because we want crowd in Rock Foundation Church, everybody to, then we do all kinds of things. We are holy. If there's anything that characterizes God, it's his holiness. Among all the gods of the nations, he's separated. He's in his own class. And he wants his children to think like that, to live like that, that I am different. I am holy. And that's what we should walk towards. I'm not yet there, but can you imagine the story I told you happened in 1990? It happened in 1990. But can you imagine if I'm still around that corner of lying, of being proud, not saying the truth? That's a shame. That's 34 years. Of going around and around in circle. The set of people that did that, you know what? They all died in the wilderness. Just going around circle and circle. And that's why things are not working for us as believers. And God is not going to change his ways for anybody. He loves us, but he's not going to bend. Can you imagine if God has to bend? He would have been bent out of shape. But God is God. Is straight, and that's why we can rely on him. Take his word as truth and walk it into our lives. I close. We can't go on. Let's close with Luke chapter 6, verse 48 in Message Bible. It says, wisdom comes by praying. If there's any prayer, you should pray for yourself more than anything. Pray for wisdom. Pray for wisdom, that God will grant you wisdom to be able to handle your life and handle your affairs well. Pray for it. Paul said, since I heard about your salvation, I have not stopped to give thanks to you and to pray that God will grant you spirit of wisdom and understanding in the knowledge of God. Pray for that. Bible says in that James chapter 1 that if any man lacks wisdom, you better know that you lack wisdom. The moment you begin to think that I know it all, how to be a wife, I know it all, how to be a husband, to be a father, something's going to just going to erupt somewhere. but will keep. Bible says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who does not reproach you. God will not reproach you. God will not look down on you. Human beings may look down on you. I thought you should know that by now. I thought, but God will say, okay, you want wisdom? I'm going to give you. That's what happened to Solomon. He came to the throne and he didn't feel that he knew it all. He knew he needed God. And he opened up to God. And Bible says God granted him wisdom. So pray for yourself. Pray for your loved ones too for wisdom. But wisdom also comes through the word of God. Look at this. He says, if you walk the words into your life, to walk the words into your life, the works of Jesus, the words of Jesus, you walk it into your life by aspiring to do it, by making efforts to do it. That's where the trouble is. It's not only by hearing and coming, but to take the words that you are hearing and to see it, to see how you can work it. How do I apply this to different aspects of my life? That's how wisdom comes into your life. It says, if you walk the works into your life, you are like a smart carpenter who dug deep and laid the foundation of his house on bedrock. When the river burst its banks and crashed against the house, nothing could shake it. It was built to last. Hallelujah. Built to last. Built to last. You know, I experienced this physically. Years ago, my husband told you about the story of our fence that collapsed first time because the fence of our house, because we didn't dig down, we didn't do what we're supposed to do. You know, all that time when we had not done the right thing, my prayer life was like, God, every time it's about to rain, I was praying. In fact, there was a day, let me make you laugh, because somebody had come around us to say, did you take World Bank loan to construct this? Because it's near water. May I hope you are taking World Bank, just jokingly. One of my prayer was, do you understand what I mean? It was like, that person is going to make fun of us. That did I tell you? But today, because we dug deep, we laid foundation, we built it well. I have not had to pray for that fence in the last 15 years. Which will cancel a lot of prayers that we do. Hello. I pray. But a lot of prayers, if you dig down, if you build well, you won't have to pray them. Just like some people don't pray for lights in UK and in Canada. Why? They laid the foundation for power. They dug well and it's been functioning. The same thing can happen to your marriage, to your health, to your parenting. To dig down, not taking those words. You know, Jesus Christ said something in verse 49. I'll round up. He said, but if you just use my words in Bible studies and don't walk them into your life. Oh, Reverend Mrs. preach a good sermon. That's where it ends. You know, people, when people come to me and after I say, oh, I was blessed, I take it with a pinch of salt. Sorry. I'm telling you the truth. With a pinch of salt, because you are not really blessed until you start to do it. The real blessing comes from doing the word. He said, don't just take my words in Bible studies, and if you don't walk them into your life, you are like a damn carpenter who built a house but skipped the foundation. When the swollen river came crashing in, it collapsed like a house of cards. Wow. It was a total loss. God will help us.
Praise God. Can we clap our hands for Jesus better? Let me warn you though. It's a nice message, but it was not meant to be nice to our feelings. This is where Nigeria has been failing over the years. When we come to this kind of crossroad, we just take another way, so it doesn't work. Let me show you something that will help you with all the words we had. Hebrews 12, verse 11. Give us an NLT so it will help all of us here. Take a look quickly. No discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. Can you look on the screen? It's painful. But afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. If you notice the direction of this service from the beginning to the end, it's like as if I won't come next Sunday. Just like when you go for exercise for the first time, and when that coach push you, second day, you're me, I'm all right, every part of your bone start cracking, right? But if you don't, if you skip it, you know, many people skip things. I have the unenviable position as a pastor sometimes to sit down with people who didn't work it out and facing issues now. It can be very unenviable position. But as we hear things like this, it's not because he's mad at us or prof doesn't want to enjoy life. If we yield to this, the reward for our lives will be so enormous. Our country has never taken the discipline economically to solve our problems. That's why we're here today. Do you know that dollar going up will have been the best for our country? Every country that has risen well around the world, they go through what we're going through now. China actually simulated it. They made their money go down, dollar to go up, so they can export more. Because if you export now, you make money. But we refuse to be better. At every corner, we take the convenience. Even toothpick, we import it. You can't start a factory in Nigeria because of people's character, they will destroy it. You can't start a shop, people will destroy it. Why? It's not about the comfort, it's the character. That's our problem. People that are in government, it's not their fault. Are you hearing me? So when we start taking this kind of a thing and start having this issue in our life, and don't become Kenemoso Joe, hello Joe, where about where Joe? I've been stupid. I've been wise. I came to see that being wise is better. Are you hearing me? So, tell your neighbor, relax. God is working on all of us. One more time, tell him, relax. Church, you know, one day I had, is he Ali Baba or Baba Ali? What do you call him now? Is he Ali Baba? He was joking. He said he was in a program and in the church, and this lady came out of the church, called his friend. Hey, Ore, which church are you? My pastor has banned Jelaro you. He's not preaching prosperity and breakthrough. He's preaching about changing character. Can I come to your church? These people, they make mockery of us Christians. Oh boy. Tell the people one more time, relax. This is good for you. Choir, you want to sing? I hope your song too is not